Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/ Am I the Butthole, where a greedy woman screws herself out of $40,000. Am I the butthole for not giving our granddaughter the same wedding gift as our other grandkids? First of all, this is my first post on here ever. I wanted an objective opinion, and I've read a lot of these kinds of posts on Facebook. If I do anything wrong, please tell me. I'm a 70-year-old woman, and I'm the grandmother to 5 wonderful grandkids, 3 women and 2 men. The last of my grandkids got married last October. My husband is 70, and he and I usually get them a small gift, usually the cheapest thing on the registry. Then, the day before the wedding, we privately gift them a check for $40,000. We prefer that they use it for a house, but we won't force them to do so. We also ask them to keep it private. They all honored this request. When it came to our youngest granddaughter, we bought her an air fryer, the cheapest thing on the registry, and we sent it in advance. Then, she called me furious! She went off on us for being cheap and how she knew that we had money, but that we didn't love her enough to show it by getting her something more expensive. We were horrified by her behavior. Then she went ahead and threatened to disinvite us if we didn't send her a better gift. We discussed it and bought her a china set, but we didn't give her the money that was set aside for her. We decided that she didn't deserve it. Fast forward to last week. She met up with her brother. They got to talking, and she found out about the cash gift that he got. She asked her cousins and found out that all of them got the same gift. She called us, furious for discriminating against her. We told her that it was our money, and after how she behaved, we didn't want to give it to her. She started crying, said that she was extremely stressed and that we shouldn't have taken it to heart. We told her that we stand by our decision. Now, she's refusing to attend Christmas, and her mother, our daughter-in-law, is calling us buttholes. So, are we the buttholes? OP, let's be super clear about this. Your granddaughter was more interested in the gift that you gave her than you being at the wedding, right? She was gonna disinvite you if you didn't get her something more expensive, which means the money is more important than you are. So, no, you're not the butthole, and who cares if she's stressed? We've all done bad and wrong things when we're stressed before, but that's not an automatic excuse to get away with it. You still have to own up for your actions. Your granddaughter was disrespectful, so if you don't want to give $40,000 to someone who disrespected you, then I don't blame you. I'm giving your granddaughter 2 out of 5 buttholes. OP, I'm giving you 0 out of 5 buttholes. Also, welcome to Reddit! Am I the butthole for saying that I don't care if my half-siblings feel left out because it's not my mom's job to mother them? My parents were married and had me, a 16-year-old girl, and my brother, an 18-year-old boy. My dad had an affair with another woman, Kate, and my mom and him divorced. Ellie, an 11-year-old girl, was the result of that affair, and Tommy, a 9-year-old boy, was born when dad married Kate. A year later, Kate died. My dad's family rallied around my half-siblings and tried to make up for the loss of their mother. My mom shared custody of me and my brother with my dad. My dad had asked my mom to include Ellie and Tommy in her life after Kate died. And he even told my brother and I a few times that my step-siblings would be coming to my mom's with us and that she'd be their mom now too. But my mom never did take Ellie or Tommy into her home. I don't even think that she's ever interacted with them. When I look back at moments where everyone was present, my mom was always on one side with her family, and my dad was on another with his and my half-siblings. As Ellie and Tommy have gotten bigger, they've expressed all the emotions that you might expect when you don't have a mom, but you sometimes share a home with kids who do. They get jealous, sad, frustrated. They've asked for us to share a mom with them, and they wanted to come along when they hear that mom is taking us on vacation. They wanted us to all spend Christmas together, all kinds of stuff. They also just have dad's side of the family, since none of Kate's family wants to be in their lives. But me and my brother have both sets of grandparents and aunts and uncles involved in our lives. A few times over the years, my dad or other family members on my dad's side have asked, "Don't you dislike it that your mom won't open her heart to kids who are part of the family?" I always said no, because they're not her kids, and so it doesn't make sense to me that she would. My dad wanted to try to get my half-sibling's wish to come true for a Christmas where we're all together, which would include my brother and I and our mom. My mom said no. She did not engage with my dad beyond no. Ellie and dad then tried to get me to convince mom, and I said no, and I told them that I didn't want to talk her around. Ellie got upset hearing that and left. My dad and my dad's parents then cornered me later and asked me how can I say that when I know that Ellie and Tommy feel left out and that they crave mothering. I told them I don't really care if they feel left out because it's not my mom's job to mother them, and I would never expect her to do it. They told me that my mom could and should have love for them as her kids' siblings. I told them that dad should have thought about that before he cheated on mom and got another woman pregnant while he was still married to mom. Am I the butthole? OP, the last sentence of this post sums up this argument better than I possibly could have. Your dad lost every right to be involved in your mom's life the second that he cheated on her. So you're right, OP. It's not your mom's job to mother those kids. So your dad and your dad's family is doubly toxic. Not only are they toxic for, like, effectively brainwashing their kids into making them think that they should get something that they're not entitled to, which is the love from your mother, but on top of that, they're putting you in the middle of it and forcing you to go against your mom to advocate for your half-siblings. And it's just a really messed up dynamic that's not healthy or productive, and the only thing that your dad is accomplishing here is making everyone miserable. OP, I'm giving you and your mother 0 out of 5 buttholes. I'm also giving your step-siblings 0 out of 5 buttholes. They're too young to really understand what's happening here. I'm giving your dad 4 out of 5 buttholes for being a cheating hypocrite. Today's episode is sponsored by Adam and Eve. You know, I read so many stories about cheating partners and unhappy marriages. Maybe people wouldn't be in such unhappy relationships if they spent more time nurturing their love life. That's why you should check out today's sponsor, Adam and Eve. They've got toys for men, toys for women, and toys for... how should I put this? Well, it's not exactly r/am I the butthole, more like r/I'm in the butthole. And yeah, I realize that ordering adult toys can be a little scary because you may be concerned about privacy. Don't worry, Adam and Eve offers discreet and free shipping for your package. Trust me, these people are experts in your package. You can get 50% off on just about any item, along with free shipping and rush processing. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything you desire. Then enter code r/ at checkout. That's r/, r/SLASH at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code r/ to get your discount, plus 100% free shipping, and get it fast with rush processing. Use code r/.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and... what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Am I the butthole for not wanting my husband to go to his ex's funeral? I'll admit, I'm biased right off the bat. I couldn't stand her. I call her his ex to myself and others, but he called her his friend. We're all in our early 40s, and she died recently of an aneurysm. I've been with him for 10 years now, but he had known her for 20. The way he tells it, they were friends in college, decided to date, got married, then realized they weren't a great couple, and decided to just be friends. All that happened years before I met him. He was clear early on that she was important. A couple of months into dating, it came up that his friend was actually his ex-wife. He explained the above to me, saying that she was one of his closest friends and that it was purely platonic. I expressed some discomfort at him being so close to an ex, and he told me, "That's fine. If you have a serious issue with it, let me know now and save us some time. I'll choose her. I like you and all, but I've known her for over 12 years, and she's one of the most important people in my life. You'll have to be okay with that if you want us to be a thing." When we were engaged, I asked again, and he gave me this perplexed look and asked, "Why would us getting married affect my friendships?" I sucked it up and went along. I resented every moment of knowing her, especially when we had to be social. She understood some part of him that I couldn't. Her husband was friends with my husband as well, so it's not like I could use him to help me out. He'd have lunch with her, they'd go to geeky movies, whatever. The few times I brought it up, he said, "We've had this conversation before. You had your chance to back out." She died after they had that lunch the other day on the way to her car. He spent a bunch of time crying, but honestly, I was relieved. He was working with her husband on funeral planning. I told him, "You don't think you're going, do you?" My argument summed up, "Oh my God, this woman. She's dead, so she's not a factor anymore. He doesn't get to use the 'she's my friend' excuse because she doesn't exist anymore." He had his cry for a couple of days, so he gets to be done with mourning her already. There's no need for him to go to her funeral since I wouldn't want her at his. He was the angriest I've ever seen him when I told him that, replying that he'll be going no matter how I feel and that he's willing to burn this to the effing ground while holding up his wedding band. He said, "Besides you, she was the closest friend in my life." Him, her husband, and my sisters are calling me an insensitive butthole over this, all saying that there was no romantic aspect to their relationship and that I'm heartless. Her husband went so far as calling me a ghoul for how I reacted. I never felt that their relationship was appropriate, and I hid that for years because I wanted to be with my husband. Now that she's gone, I don't feel that I should have to hide it anymore and can speak freely. Am I the butthole for just wanting him to be done with her and for him to not attend the funeral? OP, your post is dripping with jealousy. And like, let me be clear, I actually don't think that it's wrong necessarily for couples to set a boundary and say, "Look, husband, I don't want you to hang out with female friends." Or, "Look, wife, I don't want you hanging out with guy friends." Like, if that's a boundary that a couple decides to set up, then there's no issue with that. However, the exact opposite happened in this story. Your husband made it explicitly clear to you that he was going to have a relationship with this girl. That was a clear deal breaker for him. And if it's a deal breaker for you, then you just shouldn't have married him. Instead, what you decided to do was marry him and then constantly disrespect his boundary. And you might be saying, "Yeah, well, he disrespected my boundary by constantly being with her too." No, because this was his condition for marrying him. You're the one who agreed to it, even though when you agreed to it, actually you were lying about it. Basically, OP, what happened here is that you entered this marriage with a lie and you held on to that lie this entire time. Your husband's always been honest. He cares about you, but he's not going to give up his friendship. OP, you sound super toxic. I can't remember the last time I read a story on Reddit where someone was this thrilled that a completely innocent person died. Like, you're practically giddy writing this story, OP. I sincerely hope that your husband has more luck on his third marriage, because based on this story, I think this one is going downhill. OP, I'm giving you 4 out of 5 buttholes. I'm giving your husband 0 out of 5 buttholes. Am I the butthole for asking my daughter for help? I'm 54 years old and my daughter is 28. She's home on break from grad school getting her PhD. She's only home for 2 weeks because she says she doesn't have any more time, even though she has a month-long break. That's been a big thing with her lately. She's constantly too busy to do things with us or help out, even though she does have the time. I got my younger daughter a sweater, and it turns out that she already has it. I called my older daughter from work on Friday and told her that she had to run and exchange it for a different one. She said, okay, she'd do it the next day. I said that it had to be done that day to get the best options, and she said that she was grading papers, so she can't. I told her that it's not like she can't pause her grading, run out, and exchange it. She said that she wasn't going to slow down her work and just said that I should do it when I got back from work that day. I said that I was busy and I didn't feel like running out after a long day of work, and she said neither did she. But she doesn't even have a long day of work. She's sitting on her butt on her computer all day. And she doesn't even have scheduled hours to work. She can do it whenever she wants. Today, things really kicked off because I needed her to pick up an online order for a gift for my mom, her grandma. She again used the excuse of grading. She hadn't even started working yet. It was in the morning and she was drinking coffee and having breakfast. She said that she needs to have her grades done by today, but I looked it up on the website and she has until Monday evening, so I called her on her BS. She said that she had other work due on Monday, so she needed to get the grading done today. But she wouldn't enlighten me as to what this mysterious other work is. I said, well, tough. This needs to be picked up today so I can wrap it, and I was going into the office so I couldn't do it. She said that if I don't want to do it myself, then she'll do it on her own time. I told her, with that attitude, she can stay somewhere else, and she said, happily, and then packed her things claiming that she didn't want to stay here anyway, but was only doing so because I insisted. She left her gifts for everyone and said to not expect her for the holidays and that she'll go to her girlfriend's family instead. I think it's ridiculous that she's throwing a fit just because she can't constantly live like she's the only person on the planet. But my wife and my other daughter are now furious with me. So I figured I'd ask here because my younger daughter is always reading these stories with me. Am I the butthole, or am I correct that my daughter is self-centered and childish? Wow, this is a grown-ass man, 54 years old. OP, you're treating your daughter like she works for you, like she's some employee you can just boss around. You need a sweater exchanged. Okay, then do it! You need a package picked up. Okay, then do it! You're 54 years old, dude! Do your own chores! How lazy and entitled you have to be. Oh, well, I don't want to do this chore after work, so I want my daughter to do it because I'm a lazy douchebag. There are some people in this world who believe that unless you're using physical labor at your work, then your work just doesn't really count as real work. OP is definitely, definitely one of those people. Yeah, well, my daughter just sits at a computer, so how hard can it possibly be? I'm up on my feet doing hard labor, and that's real work. Tough, man. That sucks for you. It'd be nicer if you could sit at a comfy computer and do work there, but that's not the profession you got. Luckily, your daughter does have that kind of profession. You should be happy that she has those work perks, not use them as an excuse to treat her like a paid servant. And you're playing the, I'm your father, so what I say goes, my house, my rules card. And like, yeah, that works when your daughter's, 14, but your daughter's not 14 anymore. She's twice that age at 28. She's a grown woman. If she doesn't want to do your chores, and if she doesn't want to stay in your house, then you can't make her. OP, you are an entitled douchebag. And I'm really starting to get a sense of why your daughter is only staying for 2 weeks instead of the full month. Because you're insufferable! If I had time off work and my family was constantly bossing me around and demeaning my work, then I would also find someplace else to stay. OP, I'm giving you 2.5 out of 5 buttholes. Get over yourself, man. I'm giving your daughter 0 out of 5 buttholes. That was r/AmITheButthole, and if you like this content, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options in stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.